Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, the only LAFC podcast that's been running for 25 years straight. I'm Travis Helwig.
And I'm Darren Miller. Welcome to our preview of this week's LAFC home game versus FC Dallas. This game is Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV+. And in a tragic turn of events, we will not be doing our post-game livestream call-in show after this week's game. And that's because we're planning a really big heist, and it just became clear that if we do it any other time, the whole plan just kind of falls apart. So we're really sad that we're going to be missing it. We'll be missing all of you. It's been so fun to hang out with everybody, but we'll be back soon. And also, we're here right now.
That's true. We're here. So don't be too sad, and we'll be back the next week. Later in the episode, we'll be playing a Shark Tank game with Alexis Guerreros from the Cooligans, Jason Concepcion from X-Ray Vision, and NBA Desktop, John Lovett from Pod Save America, plus some other friends. And we will, of course, break down all the important storylines headed into this week's matchup with Dallas. But first, our formally scheduled listener-mandated banter. Darren, what do you want to banter about today?
Well, it's raining a lot in LA again.
That's great, not only great banter topic. Banter, great, no, that's
Los
perfect.
Angeles culture-mandated conversation topic.
If we're having a conversation today, you have to make it about the rain. There's no other option.
It's, you know, it's coming down off and on. It's funny because our audience for the podcast is also mostly LA-based, so they're not going to be like, oh, these guys are weirdos. They're also weirdos. And they're going to be like, yeah, the rain. It's crazy.
Yeah, we got to talk about the water in the sky. I will say that if they tell me after this that there's still a drought, I'm going to vote Republican. You know how progressive I am, but I swear to fucking God, if they tell me there's still a drought, I'm going to be a conservative.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was just thinking that this morning. I was like, what is the status of this drought? Are we, we're literally in the ocean at this point. Is it just going to be drought that just goes straight to like global warming, just swallow the ocean, just swallows
the
whole
water world.
There's no in between.
I just want to point out, do you remember when you helped me when my basement flooded? That was 2 months ago. It was 2 months ago my basement flooded, and it's still fucking raining.
That's crazy. Yeah, Travis came over late at night to get a bunch of sandbags for me to save his basement from flooding. Sandbags that I should have also been using and was too lazy to do it. So he did.
I will say before we move on, because this is way too much banter, that saying Travis came over in the middle of the night to get sandbags sounds like a lie, like we were hiding a body.
Yeah. Well, I already mentioned the heist. I feel like I've said too much.
Yeah. Don't get into it. That seems like plenty of banter. Darren, start the show.
All right. Each week, as I punch my time card in and out of family life and arrive at work to my loving coworkers, I stare at LAFC's next matchup on my calendar, and I think about how backwards life seems sometimes. What if instead of all this, I could do the opposite and dig into LAFC all week while I vaguely stare at the words job and family on a calendar? And that's when I look into a funhouse mirror and I see my good friend Travis, who does have that life. So I wake up from my fever dream and I ask him to catch me up on all the important storylines that bring a deeper meaning to this week's game and to life in general, too, in a segment we call Storylines.
Darren, I will say that those are getting meaner over time, and I like it. That one was my favorite so far, and it sort of cut. It sort of cut.
I mean, the first one was a little mean, and I was like, I guess that's what I got to do. I got to just be mean every time.
I just want you to know that I don't think it's possible for two people to host a podcast with each other without their friendship eventually deteriorating. And that's where this is headed. So that if anyone's starting listening with this episode, just know we're like at act one break of me and Darren's friendship being destroyed. But let's get into the story.
We do love testing our friendship like for sport. We both are sick in that way, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to punch you in the face. Let's get into it.
All right.
Darren, we are still undefeated this season, and we're coming off an intensely difficult game against Seattle. And I don't know about you, but I'd like a nice, easy win with our rested roster this week. Well, Darren, the first storyline is this weekend, our roster's going to be fucking weird. MLS is one of the only leagues in the world to require their teams to play through the international training window. A few times a year, national teams call up players for training for international competition, and most leagues, because they're smart, pause their seasons to account for this. But MLS, for some reason, is like, nah, fuck that. So we'll be missing our best attacker in Denny Bawanga, who is currently back in Gabon. We'll be missing Cifuentes and Palacios, two of our normal starters who are currently back in Ecuador. And we will be missing Daniil Maldonado, a defenseman who has barely played, who is currently back in Honduras. These absences, combined with also the absence of Ryan Hollingshead for that injury that we've never really gotten clarity on, means our roster this week is going to be strange. The injury is interesting to me because he clearly was hurt. And he put on the list for day to day or whatever. So I'm curious to see what he's on the list for this week.
Oh, okay. So we'll have a weird mixture of never used and tired legs, right?
Right. So we're going to start Vela, Opoku, and Stipe up front, most likely, which could be fun to see, but it lacks that sort of center of gravity of Bawanga. Our midfield will probably be Acosta, Sanchez, and Tillman, and then a grab bag of some untested player, probably Chrysostomo. And our defense will be Chiellini, Long, Palencia, and Murillo, which honestly doesn't sound so bad. You know, we could also move Acosta to right back and keep Long out as a sub, but there's only really one slot that we'll need a player that we haven't seen before or have barely seen. And I also want to quickly acknowledge, Darren, that Aaron Long played really, really well against Seattle. And I'm sorry.
Aaron Long could be a sub. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I'm sorry I hate him so much. I still, even after that game, do not like him. But that's because I find it hard to trust. Take it up with my therapist, okay? Palencia has shown a lot of great work. I can like Palencia. Is that fine?
It's been more fun to watch Aaron Long because now he's like on a mission. I mean, he actually has no idea who you are and doesn't give a shit.
No, he knows who I am.
To me, I'm watching the journey of him winning you over because I'm an optimist. So I like watching what feels like a beautiful story play out.
I know for a fact. I mean, Aaron Long. I mean, I would say every player knows me by my first name alone. When they say Travis, they're like, oh, yeah, we know Travis. We love him. He's so good looking. And I think Aaron Long's one of the people who listens to the podcast every week.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So all that is to say, the minute we have to sub someone out of the game, the roster is going to get even fucking weirder because we don't. That's the bare minimum of our depth right there. After that, the names are names we don't know. Like, we're going to play people I've never thought of before in my life. There was a guy on our roster for the past 2 years who had a pelvis injury, and he was listed in every roster as being out with a pelvis injury. I don't remember his name. Maybe we'll play the pelvis injury guy. you know, this roster rotation at the beginning of the season was to be expected, especially with the Champions League. But all this sort of weirdness does beg the question, can we ever really find a true flow as a team if every game five different players are swapping in and out? And it is sort of concerning if we want to find a rhythm.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I always wonder is, like, how unique is this issue to us?
It is not. It's unique to the Champions League team. So there's five other of the, 28, 29 MLS teams going through it right now. And it usually is detrimental to whoever is in the Champions League for both competitions. You sort of have to pick which one you're going to care about. LAFC is trying to care about both, but it does seem like we want to play our best players for Champions League. And are like, I don't think we care that much about Supporters Shield this year. But and there's more playoff spots this year. They expanded the playoffs. So it kind of doesn't matter if we're not in first place in our division, as long as we're in like the first 9 or 10.
Right.
This weird roster stuff, these absences, especially our scoring option in Bouanga, brings me to storyline 2, which is, will this finally be the Stipe Buke breakout game we've all been waiting for? We've been waiting. We can feel it coming. He's going to have one. Could this be the day that Michael Stipe finally turns us all into shiny, happy people? Or perhaps at the end of the game, everybody hurts.
Wow.
I'm going to pause for a good 30 seconds for laughter.
I'm in. Yes. Okay. I'm fully on board now. The Michael Stipe of LAFC.
I did Google REM songs to get those. I didn't remember those from the top.
You didn't
of my
remember
head.
Them?
I was like, end I don't know of that I would have thought we of know them. It. Mm-hmm. Shiny Happy People, hey, I wouldn't have remembered.
They're one of those bands that, like, they're one of those, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For yeah. Sure. They're one of those bands.
That's what Stipe Buke's going to be for us in 3 years. Oh, yeah. Remember that guy who scored a bunch of goals one season and then we sold him? That's Stipe Buke. Stipe is sort of reminding me of how Bouanga felt right after we signed him in the middle of last season. I don't know if you remember that, but last year when he joined the team, Denny just sort of like seemed like he wanted to prove himself so badly and he couldn't get out of his own way. And then once the goals started happening, he couldn't stop scoring them. We've seen flashes of what Buke can do in space. We watched how fast he is and how clean his footwork is, but he always seems to make the exact wrong last touch before scoring. You got to hope that goes away with reps and confidence and playing a full 90 minutes, which I'm assuming he's going to play a full 90 minutes this week, is a really good way to get there. Darren, how are you feeling about Stipe Buke?
I love him. I actually love him. The quick footwork, he's so sharp. He's like exactly the kind of player I love watching. And I agree. I think he's just going to keep pounding at it. And I don't even think his last touches are that bad. Like, I think he's not putting it exactly in the right place, obviously, but he's getting really good chances, maybe better than anybody else.
There's just like I think it's because he's so young, and maybe I relate to this, but like maybe I'm just projecting my own bullshit onto him, but you can just see him overthinking it a little bit. Like, you could just see how bad he wants it, and he's not allowing the game to come to him. And I just want to be like, fucking chill out, my man. You're good.
That's probably why I like him. That's me. That's what I. Yeah. That's how I was. So that's probably why I like him.
We should get him a meditation app. Let's get him a Headspace subscription, and I feel like that'll help him.
We should think of like the one thing each player needs to just fix everything. For him, it's a meditation app. Bouanga, it's I guess just cloning him.
Yeah, Bouanga. It's sending me naked photos of himself. I think that would really help him.
Oh, you just went right for it.
My jokes about him being hot are going to get worse and worse until LAFC asks me to stop making this podcast.
This is an official cease and desist from the team. This is real weird. Can you please stop?
On top of all this roster weirdness, it brings me great joy to say these words, Darren. This game this week is not a rivalry game. Thank Our third storyline this week is that, however, even though it's not a rivalry game, FC Dallas is a legit championship contender. With us and Philly in the Champions League, lots of pundits think Dallas could make a serious run at the Supporters Shield. And if we have tired legs, they could maybe even move past us in playoff seeding. So far this year, those predictions don't look crazy. Dallas looks pretty good. You know, they have 7 points on the season, tied with us, although we have played one fewer games. I think they were just ranked 10th on the MLS power rankings list. They're coming off an incredibly weird come from behind victory against Kansas City last week, where Dallas's goalkeeper saved 2 PKs in a row and then later was given a red card, which was then later rescinded by VAR. Like, there was going to be three. It was a very weird series of events where he saved a PK, VAR said he stepped off the line, so they had to redo it. Then he saved a second PK, so he did it two back-to-back, and then he supposedly fouled someone in the box later in the game, which would have given Kansas City another PK. VAR then took that away and took his red card away and was able to finish the game. But the winning goal of that game was scored by their best player, Jesus Ferreira, who you may know as the striker of the U.S. men's national team. He's one of, if not the best goal scorers in the league. He was fourth in last year's Golden Boot race, which for idiots like you, Darren, means he has scored the most goals as a player every season. This season, he's already scored three, which is a lot for this early in the season. Like, I think, 16 all season long last year, maybe 18? Like, that three is a lot this early in the season. Other goals this season for Dallas have come from Velasco, the 20-year-old young DP from Argentina, who's very fun to watch and only getting better. Watch out for him this weekend. They've also gotten goals from veteran DP Paul Areola and our old friend, Sebastian Ibiaga, who Dallas poached from us following his starting role in the MLS Cup last year. Darren, did you know Sebastian Ibiaga wasn't on the team anymore?
Listen, Travis, I'm not entirely sure I knew he was on the team.
He started in the finals, Darren.
Yeah, okay. I'm recalling now. So obviously, no, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't think anything of it.
I remember it was a bit of a controversy because Chiellini didn't play in the finals at all. Ibiaga played the whole game.
Oh, that's true. Okay, now I remember that. Listen, I'm a casual fan.
Yeah, you're the king of the casual.
I'm a casual fan that hosts a podcast about the team.
I'm a casual fan who's doing a thing to try to teach other people about a thing that I only know a little about.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean,
I'm here to have fun.
Anyway, I will say there's not a single person listening to this podcast that's like, these guys are teaching me something. I walk away feeling educated.
What I want to do is just make other people feel better about their lack of knowledge. And just know that we're in this together and it's okay to still be a fan and still enjoy the team without really having any clue what you're talking about. Because I'm doing it publicly and embarrassing myself.
Right.
So that other people don't have to.
I like to think of you as the proxy for people that I bring to the game with me that don't care about MLS a lot. I'm teaching you what I want them to know.
Yeah, and I am often that because you don't bring me to the games. You bring other people to games.
Yes, I don't want to hang out with you. It's honestly a miserable experience. Dallas is a great team with a strong core. Denny Bouanga. And Dallas has something to prove. We are... Thank you. Thank you. LAFC are a great team, but we have 45 players missing from our roster, playing also with tired legs. This is going to be a weird one this weekend. That brings us to our final storyline, which we've touched on a little bit already. Did we get our naps in? This game will be the very first game of the season that we've received a full week of rest. Most teams play one game every 7 days, but because of our Champions League schedule, we've played 5 games in 15 days, which is insane. Chiellini luckily had the Seattle game off, so our most important defensive player will fully be ready to go. Outside of that, every single player on our squad will have tired legs. And with Dallas's strong offense and midfield, we're going to have a real battle on Saturday. It's important we win this game, knowing that there's more Champions League games coming in just 1 week, which means, you know, we got to take advantage of this rest when we have it. So Kellen Acosta, if you're listening, please take an Ativan before bed on Friday so you get a nice long rest and wake up not too groggy. And if you need a hookup, let me know.
That's right. Bouanga, send nudes, and Acosta, do drugs and get them from us. This is going great from a legal perspective so far.
They're prescription. They're not real drugs. You can't get addicted to benzos, right? Famously, you can't get addicted.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Those are our storylines for this week. When we come back, we're going to play Shark Tank with a bunch of our friends.
And we're back. LAFC plays Dallas this week, which aside from being home to FC Dallas, is home to one of America's most treasured sports, media, tech, etc. businessmen, Mark Cuban. And so in honor of him and the flimsy connection I just made between him and LAFC's game this week, we asked some friends to pitch us their best ideas for LAFC, FC Dallas, or the MLS in general in a game we're calling Shark Pitch.
For that reason, I'm
soccer.
Wow, great editing, Darren.
Thanks so much.
So here's how it works. We haven't heard any of these pitches before, so we're reacting blind to these. And then after each, we're going to say how we feel about each of these pitches and whether or not we want to invest in them in one way or the other. First, to get us started, is my good friend Alexis Guerreros from the Cooligans. Alexis, take it away.
Hello, Sharks. My name is Alexis Guerreros, and I believe I have the perfect idea for you. Now, in American soccer culture, we don't like to intimidate away fans the same way they do in Europe and in other countries. We just don't have that culture. So instead of putting fear in their eyes or causing them to be scared for their lives, what we should do is find creative ways to annoy them. And now, being that it's Los Angeles, when away fans come surrounding their section, instead of putting scary dudes in, like, you know, shiesties or balaclavas or smoke flares, what we do is we get guys constantly pitching NFTs. And I just think that alone would make, you know, the 3252 is impressive, right? You got them jumping. It's intense. It's intensifying the culture and the feeling within the stadium. But, you know, when you're an away fan, sometimes it's a little easy to be an away fan in the U.S., but I don't want people to think they're going to get stabbed. No, no, no. Instead, they should be constantly talked to about bored apes. That's my plan. What do you guys think? I'm sure you're ready to invest. In fact, if you're willing to invest in that, can I talk to you about NFTs?
Alexis, thank you so much for your pitch. I got to say, beautiful pitch, beautiful pitch.
Wow. Setting the bar high on the first one. That was very well thought out.
I will say, Alexis, I want to make sure if I invest in this idea, I'm not investing in NFTs. I'm investing in guys pitching NFTs to supporters of other teams, because I do not want to invest in NFTs, especially right now. Darren, what do you think?
I think that's a really good point. I think you're right to be making sure that we're not getting bamboozled here. You know, they're pitching one thing that just, like, you know, NFTs just happens to be a small part of it. But yeah, it's good to make sure there. But I see that you could, in this one, I think he's right in that that's probably the best execution of the idea. That's a really good first place to start. But I understand how this business can grow beyond the NFTs of it and get into other annoying stuff. You know, I'm picturing this being sort of like the Home Alone booby trap scenario inside the stadium. There's a lot of little things that can be done. Little pranks. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be really fun. I'm seeing the future of the business long term. I think short term, yeah, NFTs definitely the way to go.
I will say nothing will make me want to leave a area than someone telling me sincerely about NFTs. I love Angel City. When I signed up for their email list and they made me try to get an NFT from them, I was like, guess I'm not going to be too involved with Angel City at the moment.
There's also, I would say, this happens more in New York. We both lived in New York for a while, but there's a lot of people who, I don't know if they still do it, but there's a lot of people who will stop you on the street and ask if you have a minute to talk about some kind of cause that they're passionate about, whether they're trying to get petition signatures or sign you up for a mailing list or something. And it's always very annoying, and it's kind of just a thing that everyone in New York deals with, but it's usually for a cause that you actually do agree with.
Yeah.
So it gets curbed a certain amount where you're like, yeah, it's annoying, but like, I feel kind of guilty that I blew that guy off. He was just trying to save the environment by adding signatures to a clipboard. To turn that on its head and just genuinely make it an annoying action about an annoying thing is really just going to spin people out of control.
Yeah, I'll invest about 60%. I want 60% of that business. What do you think, Darren?
I'm really scared because I don't know what else we're going to hear. Okay. I'll let you get in on that one.
Okay, I'm in on that one. For that reason, you're soccer.
For that reason, I'm soccer. I'd really love that one.
Okay, next up, we have a pitch from Yoni Lotan, who has a show this Saturday at 10 p.m. at UCB Sunset right after the game. It's called New York, The Ride, The Show. Please
that's not
enjoy.
Why we're not doing the live stream. That's we're
Darren,
doing heist.
Cut that out. Okay. Cut that out. No, people can't know that we have different priorities. Here's the pitch from Yoni Lotan.
Hey, Sharks. My name is Yoni, and I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the LAFC. I'm a supporter. Black and gold are my favorite colors. Now, Sharks, when we talk about Los Angeles, what do we think about? But when you say Los Angeles, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? And if you said hot people, then you're absolutely correct. Now, I think LAFC is an amazing team, an amazing fan base that deserves more recognition and more eyes on it. And the MLS in general needs more attention on it. So what works usually in this type of situation? Gimmicks. We need gimmicks. As we could see with the Sacramento Kings of the NBA, with the Light the Beam, people are drawn to gimmicks. So why did I mention hot people up top? Let's get to it. I think LAFC should instill a gimmick called Hot People by the Pool. And what we'll do is we will build a pool in the bank, in a corner, make it look really cool, and each game will have the hot person of the game, like, in the pool. And then, like, today's hot person of the game is Shoshana. And then we'll cut to Shoshana. Shoshana will be in a pool, and she'll be like, go LAFC! And next time it'll be like another person named like Ryan. So, Sharks, basically what I'm pitching is a gimmick called Hot People by the Pool. Will you invest?
Well, I mean, this one, I do feel like he didn't come in with enough knowledge of knowing that we already have a pool. You know, he didn't come prepared. Yeah. That said, having that pool makes this gimmick easy to accomplish. And I will say we do have the hottest fan base in MLS, having watched plenty of MLS games. Darren, what do you think?
We've got the hottest fan base. We've got the hottest team. It does feel like it's on brand. I don't know if this is enough, if there's enough there, to be honest with you. Like, we do have a pool and there's people in the pool. So it's hot people in the pool. That's LA. So that's just happening. I guess what he wants to do is put more of a focus and a spotlight on those people and make it more integrated into the experience, which I think is a good idea. He also seems a little hung up on the branding of the concept. I think he got a little hung up on what their names should be. So I think that's something where you really need to find what your niche is. You really need to know your core competency and your core audience, you know? So I'm not feeling super confident in his ability to execute at a high level on this one. So I do think it's a good idea, but overall, I'm soccer.
Yeah, I don't think there's a hot person named Shoshana, and for that reason, I'm soccer. So next up, we have John Lovett, the former speechwriter and joke writer for President Obama and host of Pod Save America. Here's John Lovett's pitch to us.
Hey, Sharks. This is John Lovett.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's my idea.
So sad.
Have you ever had to pee in the middle of the night, but you were trying to do it stealthily? You were trying to be quiet to not disturb someone who's asleep. This is for people with penises. All right. So instead of aiming for the water in the bowl, you aim just to the side to hit porcelain because it's quieter, because you're trying to not wake somebody up. Here's my idea. It is a piece of plastic that clips around the rim and then slides down into the bowl to create a kind of sloping target to aim at and direct the pee into the bowl, even though you're not aiming for the water. It is called the silencer. And even though this started out as a joke idea, is it a good idea? Is this actually a great idea? Should I take this to Shark Tank? Should this happen? No. But I will say I have another idea, and this is just for Travis, and it's, here's the pitch. What if you texted your friends when you didn't need a favor?
Well, first of all, I do want to say John misunderstood the assignment.
I was like, the whole time I was like, wow, how is this going to end up coming back to MLS or LAFC?
I mean, I guess there's Dallas. A lot of people, you know, John, I do text my friends back and I do text my friends all the time. I thought maybe you'd want to be involved in this LAFC podcast, but I guess you didn't even listen to the voice memo I sent you, what the ask was. And for that reason, I'm soccer.
You know, I'm torn here because on the one hand, this isn't about soccer at all. But on the other hand, this is a genuinely great idea. I struggle with this myself as a husband and a father of three and a dog owner. Don't want to wake up my dog.
Sorry, I was sighing at how often people who have families bring it up. Continue.
Yeah, I have no choice but to make it 100% of my identity at this point. So, I mean, I think I'm going to, I would like to give him an offer. We'll have to negotiate on the price tag here. But I think what I can do for this business, John, is I can get that product into the bathrooms at BMO Stadium, and then we can make it an MLS thing. And then I think we can do a lot together. So I'm in. I would like to invest for 15% of the company.
Okay, great. You made a deal. I mean, and you have to imagine if he worked for Barack Obama for that long, he's in the Illuminati and he has some good connections that could get it elsewhere. So I think you're yes. in good hands.
Yes.
Okay. Next up, we have the host of the podcast, Captain Hippo Pleases the Cube, Andrew Ford. Andrew, here's your pitch.
Hi, Sharks. So this is Andrew. An idea for LAFC home games. I think that the Falcon, before the game starts, it shouldn't just fly around because I think that's kind of boring. I think it should hunt something, and I think it should hunt something related to the opposing team. So if the opposing team are the rabbits, it could hunt a rabbit, or if they're the squirrels, it could hunt a squirrel. I don't know any of the other team's names in MLS, so I hope this works, and if not, I don't care. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, I want to say right off the bat, I'm in. Best idea we've heard so far. I do think that the big hiccup is that the other teams sometimes are just cities and we're going to have to be creative. Like New York, they can hunt a rat. But like Dallas, they
look
can hunt.
Look how easy that was, though.
Yeah, they can hunt a piece, like a rib or something. Like, this is a great idea. I'm in. I'm making an offer. Take it or leave it right now.
Hang on. Right, hang on just a minute there. Before you accept his offer, I have to say, John Lovett, I have some bad news. I did due diligence, and I have to say, unfortunately, after much deliberation, I'm soccer. Andrew, I'd really like to make an offer, a counteroffer to Travis is here. I'm going to offer twice what Travis is offering.
Hold on. Darren, hear me out.
Okay.
Maybe I think the both of us could bring something to the table to this deal. You know, I think we could work together. I think if I put up 50 and you put up 50,
yeah,
we could make this really work. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I think we could do. Well, I could handle. I could handle the Falcon stuff, and you can handle all the like other.
Oh yeah. I'll come up with the other animals and stuff. That sounds great. Okay, you want to do it? Okay, yeah, so Andrew, we want to make you an offer. This idea is amazing, and we are giving you, I don't know, a number. None of these numbers are funny.
We haven't mentioned any actual numbers in this segment, and I just feel compelled to continue to not say numbers.
Okay. Let's keep going. That's my favorite one so far. Sorry, John Lovett, just because you know Barack Obama doesn't mean you're the funniest. Finally, Jason Concepcion, host of, I think, 400 podcasts, including X-Ray Vision, NBA Desktop, Binge Mode, the official House of Dragon podcast, and honestly, 1,000 more that I'm forgetting. This is Jason Concepcion's pitch to the shark pit. What are we calling the shark pitch? To the shark pitch.
Hey, sharks, if you're anything like me, you love MLS. But you also understand that it lags behind some of the, more established football/soccer leagues in the world, the EPL, just to name one. La Liga, just to name another. Now, maybe it's asking too much for us to get to the economic level where we could start signing players like the Messi, you know, the top level players in the league. But what we can do is increase our WAG quality level. Do you remember the Jamie Vardy case where Jamie Vardy's wife, Rebecca Vardy, was sued by Colleen Rooney, wife of Wayne Rooney, for apparently leaking scandalous stories about Colleen to the press? This is the kind of stuff that we need. Let's hire some producers at Bravo. This is my pitch. And get them to engineer the drama behind MLS, behind the scenes. And let's get some of that Vanderpump Rules kind of energy going in MLS. Thanks, Sharks.
Wow. I can't say how much more I agree with the pitch. I mean, this league so often feels like it's catering to the parents of kids who play youth soccer, and they've done a good job of getting away from that in the years. But the scandals seem to involve fans versus ownership or fans versus fans. We're not getting any of that good, juicy family drama, that fucking each other's wives drama. And I want to see...
You know what's happening, because it's happening at the national team level.
Yeah, for sure. You know that shit's going on. I think if we could get them, you know, they're going to try to do that Drive to Survive Formula One thing with MLS. I think what we need to inject in that is some real sex appeal. I want Denny Bawanga to fuck every single person's wife on the team. And
Denny Bawanga, happily married man, wouldn't entertain this idea for a second. But
you don't
The Bravo genius that I think Jason's stepping into is that they don't need him to do it. You can just suggest it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just the idea of it needs to enter people's minds.
Yeah, you just need the press. You just need the press. Can you hear me?
The question is all you need to do. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I had a little spinning wheel. I just want to say also, Denny Bawanga might have an agreement with his wife where he can sleep with anyone he wants, Darren. It's fine in some relationships. This is California.
Okay. It's raining. Hello.
Okay. All right. I love this idea. I want to invest. Are we only allowed to invest in one idea? What did we decide?
I don't know. No, who cares? None of this is real. So
okay, I'm buying this idea, Darren.
You know, I think where Andrew's idea is the most exciting and fun is going to make the biggest splash. This one is the most shrewd behind the scenes, really smart and effective strategy that I think we've heard so far. Mm-hmm. If you don't count being able to pee quietly, a thing that we all dream of being able to do and seems impossible until this invention came along. I think that, yeah, I'm gonna make a small investment in this idea just because it just feels like a smart, it's, you know, diversifying your portfolio. It's keeping a balanced portfolio and knowing that this can grow long term. I think, Andrew, I'm in 100% because I'm in it to win it. I need this to go big. And then once it's peaked, I got to time it right and get out before some kind of horrific accident occurs and everything goes to shit. This one, I'm going to put my money in. It's not going to be a ton, but I'm going to put it in. I'm going to keep it there.
Well, that's Shark Pitch. Thank you to Alexis Guerrero, Yoni Lotan, John Lovett, Andrew Ford, and Jason Concepcion. When we come back, let's make some bets.
And we're back. Now it's time for a segment called Bet It and Forget It.
Bet It and Forget It.
I should start trying to imitate that voice exactly, and then maybe one week I'll say it exactly the same and it will be really cool. Every week, Travis and I are going to end the show with a bet for this week's game. We're going to end the show with a bet for this week's game. We make an outlandish prediction for that week, something that almost definitely will not happen, but it could happen. And each week we both put up $5. If no one hits, the money rolls over to the next week. And eventually, by the time someone's weird prediction comes true, they might win a good chunk of change. And we're just at the turning point of the still kind of beginning of the season where that amount of money is starting to make me sweat.
Yeah, our bets didn't hit last week. So that means we're up to $60.
Not. I never hit. That's half the premise.
Yeah. Well, eventually they will. And I will $50. Say, well, Darren, what was your bet last week?
Oh, I had a heartbreaking week. Besides watching the 0-0 LAFC game, I bet that there would be a bicycle kick goal.
A pure bicycle kick in the air.
Yes, yes.
And it happened, just not in our game.
I know.
I forget which game it was in, but there was
Toronto,
a beautiful
goal.
Say? Yeah, and I think they won the game from it. It was a beautiful goal. Somehow wasn't goal.
It really
of the
week. Was nice.
It wasn't goal of the week because of that incredible goal from Atlanta. Almeida. Or yeah, I forget how you say his last name. In Thiago is his
just
first
not
name.
Try.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for putting all that work on me. So your
you
bet
it,
didn't
Travis.
Cat, but you got close. And I feel like there have been
That's
other
crazy.
Moments where we've been close as well. But my bet was that Aaron Long would score a brace. He didn't, but he did do something even more impressive, which was play well. And I do want to. So my
you know what? I'm just glad that McCarthy's getting spared this week.
I like McCarthy. I think McCarthy and I could be friends. He just worries me a little bit because he doesn't have that same, I don't know. He just doesn't, whatever. We don't need to get into it. my prediction this week, I'm inspired by my Aaron Long brace bet, which was fun to do. And my bet is that one team, I don't know who, and I don't know which team, will score a goal from across half field. They will kick it from beyond the center field line over the goalie's head in some way. It'll go into the goal. Actually, it doesn't matter if it goes over the goalie's head. It could be deflected, whatever. They'll score a goal from across half field.
I love this one. I love those goals. Deflection, I don't know. I feel like deflection maybe should negate it.
I think there's a way in which we could say it's obviously because
yes,
of that
I think
person.
Like in a sort of like Rube Goldberg machine type of situation, the deflection is not about a person getting in the way and changing what that shot is. It's more
right.
about
it,
what
it
happens
doesn't count,
to occur.
Yeah, it doesn't count if like a player tries to head it back to the goalie or something and it goes over. Like
right.
It has to be the person on one team kicks it trying to get it towards goal and no one does anything intentional to move it closer. Does
that
make sense?
Was the last intentional thing to occur
yes.
before it goes in.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Oh God. That's a really good one. Those are so fun to watch. Yeah.
What's your
great.
Prediction?
That's like, I think that's the like slow-mo train wreck of soccer.
Yeah.
As you just watch it, there's like a good 3 seconds where everyone's like, that's going to be a goal, guys.
what's your great. Prediction?
It'll be fun to watch for that. My prediction is a person or object will end up on the field and that will delay the game more than 5 minutes.
Oh, interesting. So that's got to be a real, something will happen. It's like a dog or a small aircraft.
yeah, a drone maybe, or a fan on the field. I think
right.
it's, there are situations where things end up on the field, but I wanted to make sure that it was like significant enough that these things, people throw stuff on the field and they just clear it off. It's not really
yeah.
like, who cares?
Well,
it's
this is important.
Like,
someone's got to time it.
Happened.
The minute the ref blows his whistle, we got to time
okay,
it.
I'll have to time it. Yeah.
And it's,
well,
it's
this is why it's a good thing to have MLS season pass. You know, you can go back and scrub through.
I think we should say it's from when the ref blows their whistle or like when the play stops. It's not from when the thing enters the pitch. Or do you think Oof. It should be when the thing enters the
no,
pitch?
No, I think you're right. I think that's a tough
because play
swallow,
hasn't stopped
you're
yet.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yep. The play has to stop.
All right. That's a great one. All right. It's for 60 bucks this week. That's our show. Darren, take us away.
All right. Before we go, another reminder, no live stream post-game show this week. We'll be back on the next one. Hang out with us on Twitter or something. I don't know. Have your other lives. You have things to do. Go ahead and follow our YouTube, youtube.com/happyfootsadfoot. There's a link in the show notes. If you don't want to type, I understand it's difficult. Every single episode so far is featured in full color video
wow.
right there on YouTube. That's
something no other YouTube channel has, full color video of a podcast.
You know, when we thought of turning the podcast into also a video podcast, the thing that was clear about it was that we were the first ones to think to do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think it's going to be kind of a trend in podcasting in, you know, 2, maybe 3 years from now.
I think we'll be seen as
really
trailblazers and also risk takers. And I think that that's important. Our theme music is done by the insane team of James Valentine, Nate Walcott, and Louis Palmer. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and like Darren said, YouTube. If you enjoyed this and have friends curious about getting into the club, spread the word. We're doing this entirely on our own dime. We're losing money every week. So any
Plus
new listeners,
hit, we're going to lose a lot more money.
any
this
new
is a
listeners
bad
go
idea.
A long way. It means a lot when you guys tweet about the show and we've seen you guys promoting to your friends and the numbers keep going up. So thank you for doing it. Please keep doing it because, I don't know, we're losing money, so it feels good to at least know people like it. And as always, please subscribe and review the podcast 5 stars. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you at BMO, baby.
Bye. Love you.
I love you. Hey, Darren.
Hey, what's up?
I love you.
Oh, I always thought that we were saying I love you to the audience.
Yeah, but this one specifically is to you.
Oh, that's that. I love you too.
You didn't really seem like you. Oh. No, you didn't really seem like you meant it as much as
that. Yeah, I was hedging because I was like, what if he doesn't really, what is it? What if he doesn't?
Well, I take it back. Audience, I love you. Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.